Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to the Cyber Law Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Spencer Pollock, cybersecurity, privacy, and data protection attorney with McDonald Hopkins. As always, appreciate you being here. Keep calls, questions, comments coming, 410-917-5189, or email me at spollock, that's S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O-L-L-O-C-K, at mcdonaldhopkins.com. So I waited a couple weeks because I wanted to see how the dust was going to settle before I talked about the Change Healthcare, Change Healthcare incident data breach. But, you know, it's been a little bit and we have some more information. So I really wanted to dive into it because it goes to one of my main core principles and pillars about vendor due diligence. So just a backdrop, Change Health, I called it Change Healthcare, it's Change Health and it's United Health. Because United Health owns Change Health. Got hit with Black Hat Alpha ransomware, major encryption event, and really impacted downstream healthcare organizations, healthcare providers, hospitals, doctors, you name it. A lot of people. Change Health ended up paying approximately $22 million to Alpha to get the decryption key. And then funny story, there's no honor among thieves. Alpha, the mothership Alpha, stole the money from its affiliate and then shut down and basically said, we're done. We know this because the affiliate outed the mothership. Usually it's an 80-20 split where the affiliate, the subcontractor of the mothership gets 80% and then the mothership gets 20%. But I guess when you see a $22 million payday and you're a criminal, why not take the whole thing? Kind of beyond the point though. So since then, Change Healthcare has notified, obviously, the government, different regulatory organizations, OCR started an investigation, but a lot of entities are being left in the dark as Change Health is looking into this matter. We're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of downstream entities that were impacted by this and had heavy business interruption losses and now are waiting patiently to find out what of their information was impacted and do they have notification obligations. Other questions being asked of Change Health is, are you going to be doing the data mining to figure out who was impacted? Are you going to be doing notifications? Are you going to handle the regulators? And there's a lot of assumptions going on within the community that Change Health is going to push that downstream on entities, which is unfortunate. And it's going to put entities in a really tough position where they're going to have to respond pretty quickly. They're going to get hammered on the reputational harm. On the other side, I'm not sure the financial burden that Change Health would have had to take on for this. I mean, it's still in the early stages. But what we know is that in the next couple weeks, months, we're definitely going to see a flood of claims and notices that are going to have to go out either from Change Health or from the downstream entities. So it's something to monitor because the other part is you're going to get a lot of lawsuits coming against these entities if they're the ones notifying on their own behalf. Plaintiff attorneys are jumping at this, right? As I've said, it only takes like a couple hundred people. We've seen lawsuits as little as 1,000 people. So are these plaintiff attorneys going to go after the smaller downstream organizations? Probably, because it's going to be a feeding frenzy. And then another question is, how is OCR going to deal with this? Is OCR going to go after every covered entity that then has to file on their own behalf? I don't think so, but they might. I mean, it would be a huge lift for them. But what does this all go back to? This all goes back to, one, having redundancy in your programs, right? Understanding your vendors, but understanding, one, you need redundancy. Two is one is not. You need to understand a backup plan, the incident response plan to this. And that's the redundancy part. Redundancy really, to me, in these areas means, how are you going to deal with this when your payment healthcare, when you can't submit claims, when you can't get paid, how are you dealing with that? What are you going to do? Second part is, what due diligence are you doing? Change Health is big, so that's tough, right? But maybe you were using an upstream vendor from yourself that was using Change Health. What questions are you asking? What technical safeguards do you have? What administrative safeguards do they have? What are your contractual obligations? Do you have any means for redress here? Or is it all going to fall on you? Once again, when you're dealing with the Change Health, you're likely don't have the negotiating power. to get better terms. But you need to think about the vendors that you might be dealing with that were in the middle of you and a Change Health. What obligations do they have? What contractual obligations do they have for you? Where's your indemnification? How much are they going to have to take on? Can you push the notice onto them rather than you taking on yourselves? This goes into when you're looking into things and really forming your contracts with your vendors. It also needs to go to what due diligence, as I just said, administrative, what policies, procedures, protocols do they have in place? Technical, what's their MFA? What's their patching? What's their security procedures? Do they do penetration tests? Do they do vulnerability exams? All things that you need to do internally, you need to make sure your vendors are doing. Because here's what I'm promising you. This is not going to be isolated. We've seen this more and more from Kaleida to Change Health, SolarWinds, Kaseya. I mean, you name it. These vendor events are huge. And that's just going to keep getting worse and worse. So you need to be prepared. The best way to be prepared is to do your due diligence. So we'll have another update as we learn more. As we learn more and find out more information. But as always, thanks for stopping by. Keep the questions, calls, comments coming for 10-917-5189 or spollock@mcdonaldhopkins.com. As always, have a great morning, great afternoon, or great evening, and we will see you on the next one.